Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and we have this devotional series that we're reading every day called the Suffer Well Devotional Series. And we've been looking at the 16 aspects or the attributes of true love and what it is, complete love. And today we're going to discuss the 16th attribute, and that is love never fails. So as we look at all these 16, and many of us have thought we've experienced and given love in our lives. Well, if love has failed you, or in your perception, it's not the love according to Scripture. Because according to Scripture, love never fails. And we're going to look at this today as we read this attribute. So we're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to do a little teaching and discussion on it. So we start off now. It says, love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love never fails, and therefore Yahweh never fails. This final pillar of love is the one upon which all others lean. In Hebrew reckoning, 16, that's 1-6, is 7. And 7 is completion, the true and complete essence of love. The only love is that it never fails. And so now, or once again, shall we say we face the crux of the matter. We could sum it up with a simple question. Have you told someone that you love them and yet failed at any one of the 16 attributes of love? The 16th itself leaves no room for failure. And so the answer to the question for everyone becomes obvious. We teach others that love can fail because we profess to love them, while at the same time we are failing them. It is imperative you grasp the magnitude of this. Thus, we will repeat it. We teach others that love can fail because we profess to love them, while at the same time we are failing them. The effect of our fatal error is that we all mature with a sinking mindset about what love is. And then we sail that brokenness right into our relationship with only one who ever truly loved. The only one who ever truly loved. Does it seem so difficult to understand why all of us have such a hard time trusting Yahweh? We spend our lives, our conscious awareness, believing that our broken standard of idolatrous love is the real thing, only to have failed at love at every level. And because of this, love has always been unfulfilling in some way, or a preconceived subconsciousness and conscious thoughts are that Yahweh's love will also fail us. This leads us to an inevitable conclusion that His love will not be any different than everything else we've called love, all of which has failed us in the past. We have never been, nor will we know a love that never fails? So have never known a love that never fails. So the perception of it is far beyond us. To bring it closer, we must come face to face with our years of discretion of His love. Discretion of His love. Father, forgive me for hijacking your credited truth of love and trying to use it to fit my own personal standards of love. I confess that I never loved, nor have I learned to receive your perfect love. Will you help me learn to be a true lover, so I can first love you, Father, and then love others? This is the prayer that will transform your image of love into His image of love. This prayer of repentance, deeply embraced in your renewing conscience, will remove the flaming sword from the tree of life and give you access once again to the abundant life that was always intended for the children of Yahweh. You are His child, his child whom he loves beyond your ability to perceive, and he is coming soon. If you have not experienced love by then, you will. But heed this admonishment. When you reflect on your life, you will consider every single moment that you did not live in true love, wasted. I give you a new commandment that you should love one another just as I have loved you, so you should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves, John 13, 34 and 35. And before we get into our teaching, I give you that prayer again that we could repeat and understand. Father, forgive me for hijacking your credited or your created truth of love and trying to use it to fit my own personal standards of love. I confess that I have never loved, nor have I learned to receive your perfect love. Will you help me learn to be a true lover so I can first love you, Father, and then love others? So say that prayer to yourself, to Yahweh, out loud, and let him hear that. And may you understand his true love of what he's trying to do in your life. And as we look at that, we look at, again, what it says in Corinthians 13, 7. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures throughout every circumstance. In 1 Corinthians 13, 2, it says, if I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of Yahweh's secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, it would be nothing. Love, 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 love. Love never fails. What does that mean that love never fails? What does it mean? The statement love never fails comes from the best known chapter in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13. Among all of the different attributes, it ends off with love never fails. To add to the understanding of this word, it means love never ends. Love never ends. So the next sentence contracts with love and spiritual gifts. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Prophecies, tongues, and knowledge are all temporarily. Not so with love, because love is a basic attribute of Yahweh. And because of Yahweh is eternal, love will also be eternal, and love will never fail. 1 John 4:8 says, anyone who does not love does not know Yahweh, because Yahweh is love. The scripture reveals Yahweh's eternal love for us, and it is a love that never fails. We have to remember that Yahweh chose us. It says in John 17:24, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundations of this world. Ephesians 1 verses 4 to 5 says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, he predestined us for adoption him to his sons through Yeshua Messiah according to the purpose of his will. You know, he chose us and then died for us. And Romans 5:8 says, but Yahweh shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Yeshua died for us. And he will never, never leave us. Never leave us. Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I will never leave or forsake you. Nothing, nothing can separate us from Yahweh's eternal love. Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Romans 8, 38-39, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor the things present, any things come, nor the powers, nor the height, nor the depth, nor anything else at all created will be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh and Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if we translate the Greek word love never fails, if we translate fails, is revealed the meaning to fall. And by saying love never fails, the Bible's saying that Yahweh's type of love, the love, the complete love with all the attributes, will never, never, will never fall or falter. It is consistent. And if we're taking on the image of Yeshua, we're to learn it and be consistent and steadfast at it. Yahweh says in Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with all an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful, beautiful love. And it's the love. You know, and we are to take on the image of Yeshua and show that same type of love. We need to understand that. That has to happen. You know, so Yeshua was always obedient to Yahweh. Always obedient to Yahweh. And it says, if you love me, you will keep my commands, which means you will be obedient also. John 8:29 says, and he who sent me is with me. And he has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. For I always do the things that are pleasing to him. And we spoke about here at Torah Life Ministries, the importance and the foundation of all scripture is the Torah, which is our Creator's instructions, his guidelines, his commandments, whatever you want to call it, his will for our life. And it's found right there. And we think about the love of Yeshua and to love like him, who is pure in every single way. Hebrews 4:15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted we are, yet without sin. He loved his people. Selfishly he loved us. Selfishly. And that's what he wants for us. That's what he wants for us. In this world we live in today, where so many people choose and decide who they want to love and everything else, Yeshua not only loved us and taught us love, but he told us we must not only love ourselves and people we know, but we also must love our enemies. That's one of the greatest lessons Yeshua taught. He taught love without any discrimination, to love everyone equally, stranger or a friend. Everyone equally. And this is a message we need today more than ever before, to love everyone equally. But we have to understand what love is. And it says here, love never fails. It's the unfailing love of our Messiah. It's the unfailing love of a wonderful creator that these 16 attributes of love sum up. Genesis 24-27 says, praise Yahweh, the Elohim of my master Abraham. Yahweh has shown unfailing love and faithfulness to my master, for he has led me straight to my master's relatives. The appreciation for his unfailing love, because love never fails. If love has failed you or you have failed love, it was not love to begin with. Love never fails according to the word. And if you don't believe that, you don't believe the word. Exodus 15:13 says, with your unfailing love, you led me to the people you have redeemed. In your might, you guide them to your sacred home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In his unfailing love, he leads us where we need to go, and he guides us to that home. That home, that wing that we're secured under. That shelter that he gives us. Exodus 20 verse 6 says, but I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Those who love me and obey my commands for 1,000 generations. But then we go and we look at Numbers 14:18, and it says, Yahweh is slow to anger and filled with unfailing love, forgiving every kind of sin and rebellion, but he does not excuse the guilty. He lays the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is afflicted. Even the children in the third and fourth generation. The third and fourth generation. So we have sin, wickedness, and rebellion penetrating to three and four generations. But we have his unfailing love to the righteous for thousands of generations. Hallelujah. Thousands. The difference. But we look at it says in Deuteronomy 5:10, but I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. Who what? Who love me and obey my commands. Because if you're not listening to our Creator, you're not listening to love. You're not following it. And if you love him, you're going to desire to do as he says. It says in Psalms 5:7, because of your unfailing love, because love doesn't fail, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with the deepest awe. To be in awe of him, hallelujah, that we can have access to his house. Hallelujah. Psalms 23:6, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of Yahweh forever. We are welcomed in. Yes. Thank you, Father, for your unfailing love, because love never fails. Love never fails. And as I said yesterday, nobody taught me love. Nobody taught me what love was. Nobody sat me down and showed me these 16 attributes that says, if you believe in our Creator, this is what our Creator says love is. I had a misconception of what love was, and most people have according to this world, but it goes way beyond that. And love never fails. Psalms 25:10 says, Yahweh leads with unfailing love and faithfulness to all who keep his covenant and obey his commands. Hallelujah. His demands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for opening up our eyes and our hearts to know this truth, and for making it so easy to follow your word and giving us Yeshua to help us. And the Radah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, thank you. Psalms 33:5 says he loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of Yahweh fills the earth. Thank you, Father. It fills the earth. Psalm 33:18, but Yahweh watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. Ask yourself today, do you rely on him? Do you fear him? Are you following him? Are you following his holy word? Do you desire every day to see more? Do you pray, Father, open up my eyes so I can see things I've never seen before in your word each day? Starting off each day right, remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should be rejoicing, be glad in it. Psalms 90 verse 14 says, satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love so we may sing for joy to the ends of our lives. Every day, filling us up. Every day with his unfailing love. What a beautiful way to start today, to know that love never fails. And the love that our Creator gives us, we have the opportunity to show others, to experience. We just got to be open up to these attributes of love, these 16 attributes of love. Psalms 143 verse 8 says, let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting in you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. Complete trust. Because there's complete love. And then we think about why and how. And we think about John 1:14. So the word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory and the glory of the Father's one and only Son, Yeshua. And that's what it all comes down to. It's a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. And when we understand the unfailing love that our Creator gives us through Yeshua, there's no turning back. There's no turning back. John 1:17 says, for the law was given through Moses, but Yahweh's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. You know, thank you, Father. Thank you for using a messenger like Moses to give us your holy word, to know how we can keep right with you, and then rewarding us with Yeshua to help us make that possible. Thank you, Father. And we look at the Psalms, and in Psalm 34 it says, I will praise Yahweh at all times, and I will consistently speak of his praises. I will boast only in Yahweh, and let all who are helpless take heart. And come, let us tell of Yahweh's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to Yahweh, and he answered me, and he freed me from all my fears. Those who look for him for help will be. For the angel of Yahweh is on guard, and he surrounds and defends all who fear him. Everyone, taste and see that Yahweh is good. And the joys of those who take refuge in him. Hallelujah for his unfailing love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your unfailing love. And we look at his love for us. We look at the love that he gives us, and we have this example through Yeshua of the love we should have for others. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 9, it says, you have made my heart beat faster, my sister, my bride. You have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes. with a single strand of your necklace. We understand the love that comes from Yahweh and only from Yahweh. And we get away from this concept of love according to the world's ways. We look at the attributes of love. 1 John 4:19 says we love because he first loved us. Think about that. Slow down and think about that. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:16 says, and so we know and rely on the love Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love. Whoever lives in love lives in Yahweh and Yahweh in them. And 1 John 4:7 says, dear friends, let us one love one another, for love comes from Yahweh. Everyone who loves has been born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. Yahweh poured out his love for us, his complete understanding of love for us. And it never gave up. It never failed. It never failed. Because it's unconditional. Because if it was conditional, we'd be in trouble. But it was unconditional. 1 John 4:10 says, this is love. Not that we loved Yahweh, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And Romans 5 verses 8 and 9 says, but Yahweh demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Yeshua died for us. And since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from Yahweh's wrath through him? And then we all know John 3:16, for Yahweh so loved the world, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You understand, true believers have the love of Yahweh in them, and we want to cling and learn and desire to live out this complete love and these all these attributes of love. John 5 verses 40 to 43 says, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept the glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of Yahweh in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in your own name, you will accept him. Romans 5:5 says, and hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Listen, and I tell everyone, I have failed over and over and over and over again at love. On every human idea of love and every human idea of relationships, I failed tremendously. But now reading and understanding and learning about these 16 attributes of love, I know I didn't fail at love because I never knew love. I never touched love, not even close, because anything less than these 16 attributes is not love. It's an unconditional thing that never fails. It never boasts. It's never jealous. It's always kind. It has everything we need to know built right in there. And then we could just look to Yeshua and see him being the living Torah, the living love that Yahweh wants to pour out for us. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says, may Yahweh lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Yeshua. We understand, and we said it, nothing can separate us from Yahweh's love, because love never fails. Psalms 136 verses 2 and 3 says, give thanks to Yahweh, to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to Yahweh, Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, his love endures forever. Love never fails. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13:8, love will never end. All the gifts will come to an end, but not love. Not love. Psalms 36:7, how precious is your unfailing love. O Yahweh, all humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. Thank you, Father. Psalms 109:26, help me, Yahweh, and save me according to your unfailing love. And Romans 8:38 to 39 says, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from Yahweh's love. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither our fears of today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from Yahweh's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh that is revealed in Yeshua Messiah, our wonderful creator. And the great thing is we have an opportunity. We have the ability and the capability to learn to live in this love and with this love and to give it to others, not even people we know, but our enemies. The love of Yahweh compels us to do his will, to keep his commandments. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15 says, for Yeshua's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. He died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but live for him who died for them, who was raised again. And Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua, and I no longer live, but Yeshua lived through me. The life I live now in the body, I live in faith by the Son of Yahweh who loves me and gave himself up for me. Thank you. Thank you. And we see the love of Yahweh that drove Yeshua when everyone was yelling, crucify him. John 19, verse 1 and 3, it says, Pilate took Yeshua and had him flogged severely. The soldiers braided a crown and thorns and put on his head. In the purple robe, and then they came to him again and again, hail the king of the Jewish people, and struck him repeatedly in the face. We look at what he said. Forgive them, they know not what they do. Forgiveness is such a big, powerful part of love. We look at the discipline, the great discipline our Creator gives us. In Hebrews 12:6 it says, Yahweh disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son he receives. In Proverbs 3:12, because the love Yahweh disciplines those who he loves as his father and sons, as a father, the son he delights in. Yahweh causes us to remain steadfast and calm during the storms of life. 1 Corinthians 37, love never gives up. Love never gives up. It never stops trusting. It never loses hope and never quits. Jude 1:21 says, keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh, waiting for the mercy of our Creator, Yeshua Messiah, that leads to eternal life. Zephaniah 3:17 says, Yahweh is your Elohim in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Hallelujah. And 1 Peter 5:6 and 7 says, and Yahweh's will exalt you in due time. If you humble yourselves under his mighty hand, casting your cares on him because he cares for you. Praise a wonderful Creator. And I pray that everyone got a lot out of this series about the love and the attributes of love. And you continue to stick with me for the Suffer Well devotional series, because that's what it's about, suffering well. And I'm so thankful to just learn this lesson and these lessons. And now let's apply it together. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. And love never fails. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food expands to Port St. Lucie. Voted North Carolina's best soul food restaurant, Nana Morrison's has been dishing out homemade cuisine for over a decade. Their new location is now open, 10234 Southwest Meeting Street, Port St. Lucie, in Tradition. Craving fried chicken, mac and cheese, or collard greens? Nana Morrison's Soul Food has something for everyone. Mark your calendars and be part of the grand opening celebration.
This is Hank Morrison, General Manager at Nana Morrison Soul Food, now open, serving lunch and dinner every day. Come on in.